And welcome back to the A1 Organics Game of the Week. We are here in Eaton for the Reds hosting the University Bulldogs of Greeley. It is almost time for your Steamway floor-to-ceiling kickoff. It's time to kick off your home project. Steamway floor-to-ceiling, family-owned for over 35 years. Visit them at 602 8th Avenue in Greeley or give them a call, 970-373-5601, or visit them, steamwayfloortoceiling.com. As we are ready for the coin toss at midfield, Bruce, Michael Spillman with you here at the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Eaton wearing their home red pants, red jerseys, and red helmets outlined with a little white. And, of course, the Bulldogs in their white, all-white away uniforms, excuse me, with a hint of navy. So both of these teams looking to rebound from 0-1 starts to start the season here in Game 2.
Yeah, both coming off losses against very talented teams. As we mentioned earlier, Eaton lost to the team that they've beat twice last year. And University facing the tough Delta team. So this is, you know, with this rivalry between these two schools, it just makes it so fun. And you wouldn't know that they're both coming off losses just because of the strength of schedule. And they both these squads, they don't shy away from anybody. I mean, the University schedule is fantastic. And Casey talked about this morning on the show how they just want to play the very best before getting into the league. And last year, everybody kind of wrote the Bulldogs off, and then they come back and win their league and move on to the playoffs.
Yeah, both of these teams went 5-0 in their respective league play last year. Of course, in that 3A and University in that 2A league, and we all know what happened last season. So the Eaton Reds have won the coin toss. Couldn't tell if they decided to receive or defer, so we will get that going here in just a few seconds. This first half is also brought to you by Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins. Not just transmission repair and rebuilds, air conditioning service, battery repair and replacement, courtesy check and tune-ups, alignment, brake inspection. Aimco fixes it right the first time. Book online by selecting the Fort Collins or Loveland locations, and you can call them or visit them online as well. We talked about last week between our game last week. Is this also a revenge game for what happened last season for University losing 41-6?
You know, University has not done well against Eaton lately. So there's a lot of revenge built up, and I think this is the year that Casey Doss and the Bulldogs think, hey, we can go over to Eaton and we can, we're the better team. I think that's their mindset, and it's going to be just a fun night. Decent crowd. People are really starting to filter in. And of course, in Eaton, Colorado, this is a great time to go downtown and see no one because everybody's here at the football field.
Right. And you mentioned just a pristine field and facility all around up here at Eaton as the Reds have decided to defer. So they will kick this off, and we are ready for our Steamway floor-to-ceiling kickoff as Eaton will receive it around their 10 and fakes a little lateral, and he is going to be tied up and brought down around the 6-yard line, maybe fell back to the 5. So not great, or excuse me, the 10, not great starting field position.
No, they faked that little reverse, and the Reds had nothing to do with it. They just covered that kick. Really good kick. Tough to return that, especially running wide. You waste a lot of time. But they're trying to get the defense to bite, and the Reds wouldn't bite.
There you go. So Kyle Johnson will give us our score updates throughout the game as we'll be sending it back to the studio. And if you want to keep up on a game, make sure you text in scores if you want to hear a certain game, and Kyle will get those out to us from time to time. So once again, the Bulldogs, they'll mark it at their own 12. Rolls back. Here's the pass. This one's going to be bobbled and caught at the 20. Incomplete pass. And to start the game, Bulldogs look past, as we heard in the interview, and the first one is not completed.
Well, Cole Croson, you saw his versatility there. Rolling out to the left, and probably might have been a read option, but he decided to throw the ball and actually put it on the money and just couldn't handle it.
And as you mentioned, Crosett, the 5'8 senior for the Bulldogs. He will line up in the gun. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Sends the tight end in motion. He'll receive the snap. He'll turn, hand it off to the running back, and he is brought right down at around the 15-yard line, and that looked like senior running back Jacob Cruz.
And this is something the Bulldogs probably didn't want to face with this first offensive possession. Third and long, they have about third and seven at their own, looks like, 13-yard line.
So we'll see if the Bulldogs can get in better field position. Great defense for the Reds so far here as this first quarter is just underway from Eaton High School. Obviously, we are in Eaton, Colorado, as Crosent sends some men out wide. And he will receive the snap around the 10. He's looking right, rolls to his left, and he's going to keep it. And he's going to get down to around the 22-yard line. Pretty decent run for Crosent, but he's going to come up just a few yards short, it looks like. Maybe he got it.
Out near the 22, that'll bring up a fourth and one for the Bulldogs.
I think it's fourth and one, Michael, and let's see an early decision here. Deep in their territory, they're going to punt this football.
Yeah, they send the offense on the field and the special teams unit on to the field. So good first defensive stand for the Reds here in the
Absolutely.
First quarter.
Absolutely, great swarming defense by the Reds.
And the snap is loose, and the punter has to pick it up, and he's going to be almost brought down at the 10. He gets a couple more yards out to the 12 as he bobbled the snap, and the Reds were all over it.
Well, Coach Doss mentioned eliminating mistakes from week 1 to 2. This opening series hasn't turned out that way. Big mistake by University Bulldogs as they cannot handle the snap to the punter, and Eaton's going to get the ball at the Bulldog 13-yard line.
So great starting field position for the Reds. First offensive go at it here in the first quarter.
Oh, what a test this is right off the bat for the University defense.
Once again, the Reds starting on the Bulldogs 13 under center. Here's the pitch back to the running back, and he looks like he may have tripped. He got across the 15, maybe down to the 13.
Yeah, really no gain on that play. Actually may have lost about a half a yard, and that's what the Bulldogs needed. And, of course, University, they're looking at second down. And this is a big second down for them as they would not want to be in third and long situation.
So ended up losing a yard on that play. It'll be second 11 from the University 14 as we're under 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. From the shotgun, turns, hands it off once again, gets a huge block, and he cuts back, shifts back to the 8, maybe down to the 6-yard line, as that's the senior running back, D'Angelo Rosas.
Yeah, D'Angelo, boy, he made a nice cut on that play to pick up a nice game. Give them a chance here with third and 5.
Gain of 7, they're saying, and they will start this one from the 7-yard line. Here is the snap once again. Turns it out, hands it off to D'Angelo, and he is dropped almost right away. Maybe no gain on that one.
So nice stand by the Bulldogs thus far. Let's see if Eaton sends out the field goal squad.
Fourth and five, they are saying, from the University 8. And they are lining up for an offensive play here are the Reds.
Look for them to try to draw the Bulldogs offside.
And nope, he takes the snap. He's going to keep it. Gets across the 10, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down close to the 7. Maybe no gain on that one. So a good defensive stand by the Bulldogs, giving up short field, and they hold up on 4th and 5.
They sure do. Great stand by the Bulldogs, and the Reds have to be disappointed to get the turnover deep in that territory and not be able to convert into points.
So that stopped the clock at 8:22 remaining here in this first quarter. Both teams got to 4th down. bobbled a special team snap on the punt for University. Reds took over deep in the Bulldogs' territory, and once again, a few moments ago, good stand by the Bulldogs. But again, bad starting field position for the Bulldogs.
Yes, exactly.
So here is University. He'll send a man in motion, taking the snap around the goal line. And here is Croissant. He gets around some guys, and he's down around the 15. Gets around the outside, heading on the far side of the field. Finally tripped up around the 28-yard line. In fact, fantastic run on first down.
Well, we've seen his speed on the baseball field, and now we're seeing it here at the quarterback position. Great individual effort by Cole Croissant.
So Croissant had nowhere to go at first, makes a couple brilliant moves at the line of scrimmage, and he gets his team all the way out to their own 30-yard line.
They have to feel like they could take a deep breath now with the field position at the 30-yard line.
Giving that offense a little more confidence on that run as they pick up a new set of downs, approaching 7.5 to go here in this first quarter. No score. Both teams with one possession under their belt. University now with their second, trying to make the most of it. Croissant will hand off, and this one, it will be stacked up around the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a couple on that run.
Well, he just kept his feet going, Michael, and he actually ends up with a 5-yard gain on that. Nice individual effort. I could not catch the number.
Yeah, we will do our best for numbers and names for you as they will spot this one at the 35-yard line for University. Once again, we're coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth here at Eaton High School. No score here in the first quarter. As Croissant will completely send one side for wide receivers to the other. He'll take the snap. He's going to keep this one as he rolls to his left, and he's brought down almost immediately, maybe got a yard on that one. So they do call it a one-yard game. So it'll be third and a decent 4 yards to pick up for the Bulldogs.
And again, I would look for an option here with a read play, looking for Cole to make that decision whether to run or pass it.
This is almost a bend-don't-break opportunity for the Reds defense as they gave up a 30-plus-yard run and now holding here as it is third and three from the University 37. Cole takes the snap, turns, hands it off, and he gets around one defender, gets across the other, and he's finally pushed out of bounds around. It looks like they're saying the 42. And that's a Bulldog first down.
Well, back-to-back first downs for the Bulldogs, and they just have to feel great getting out of deep in their own territory. And they have the ball already up to the 42-yard line.
See if the Bulldogs will be the first team to cross midfield on an offensive possession, as they pick up a first down on a run just a few moments ago. Once again, no score here between Eaton and University. Croissant in the shotgun once again, moving some guys around. He'll shift two receivers out to his right. And we're going to get a,
I think, confusion by the Bulldogs, and they're just going to take a timeout.
And we will take a short timeout as well. You're listening. The A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For quite some time now, you've been hearing Havala from Bruno Lilly Legal tell us, don't talk to the cops. But what does Andy say? Who is Andy? Senior Attorney Andy LeClaire is the newest addition at Bruno Lilly Legal. Andy has practiced law in Weld as well as Larimer and Denver counties. Most recently, Andy was with the Special Victims Unit in Larimer County, so he knows both sides. Need legal advice? Call Bruno Lilly Legal, 720-340-1373, or go online to brunolillylegal.com for a free consultation. And remember, don't talk to the cops.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton High School here for your A1 Organics Game of the Week, as University will run another running play, gets across the 45 after the timeout.
Gains three on the play.
Looks like they're going to spot this at the 45-and-a-half for the Bulldogs.
And I couldn't tell if that was Jacob Cruz on the carry. The numbers are a little difficult to read from our point of view.
So it'll be a 2nd and 7 from the University 45 as they've trying to keep this substantial drive alive, trying to cross midfield for the first time in this game. Approaching 5 minutes to go. Here is Cruz on the handoff, and he gets down to about the 47. So maybe a gain of a couple there.
I love how University has come out and showed multiple formations. You know, moving their receivers around, moving their backs around. And the Reds adjusted early on that first series, but it seems like there's just a, you know, a little more variety here by the Bulldogs on this possession.
So the Bulldogs come out from their own. They're spotted at the 48, 3rd and 4. Here is the snap, and Croissant will keep it himself, gets across the 50. And we'll see where they spot this one, but he may be a little short.
It's like they're going to have a good yard to go. This is going to be an interesting decision early in this game by Casey Doss. 4th and about a little less than a yard.
Yeah, as they spot this one at the Eaton 49 3/4 yard line. Once again, this first half brought to you by Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins. Visit them at Fort Collins, 3737 Mason Street, or in Loveland at 119 East Eisenhower. As they are going to go for it here on this 4th and 1 from the Eaton 49. Here's the snap, and it's a fake, and he's going to get across the 48, maybe down to the 47. Should be good enough for another Bulldogs first down. And that was a keeper by the senior wide receiver, Gabe Puga.
Was that Puga? Yes. Either Puga or it might have been Wyrick, too.
So first down for University as they get down to the Eaton 47 as we are just under 3.5 to go here in this first quarter.
Johnny Wyrick, one of the players that Coach Doss singled out, having a very good game last week.
Once again, the wide receiver shift from the right side to the left side for the Bulldogs. Here is the snap, and this one's going to be handed off around the outside, and we got a flag on the play. But it looked like Brevin Doss, the junior wide receiver, got down to about the Eaton 37. We'll see what the flag is.
Very well-designed play, but it is coming back.
So a spoiled run there by Brevin Doss around the outside on the near side of the field for us.
And this is what haunted the Bulldogs against Delta last week, just positive plays coming back because of penalties.
So they bring this one all the way back to their own 48-yard line. And as we heard in some of your interviews with these coaches, just correctable mistakes, and you don't want to see yourself going backwards on a pretty good drive that's taken a lot of time off the clock.
Exactly right, Michael. And they have first and a century about right now?
Yes, a 1st and 20 from their own 43-yard line.
And now it's going to have a delay of game. Talk about adding fuel to the fire. You have the penalty that takes you clear back, and now you don't get the play called in time, so you're going backwards another 5 yards.
So University trying to figure out what got them to the other side of the 50, and they are going backwards, as we mentioned, another loss of 5, so it'll be a 1st and a very long 25 from their own 38-yard line. Once again, no score between Eaton and University here at Eaton High School. Brevin Doss in motion. He'll get the handoff across the line of scrimmage. He gets across the first wave of defenders, and he is finally brought down, maybe pushed out of bounds around the 43.
Nice positive play by Brevin Doss.
And they'll call it a gain of 6 as they spot this one at the Bulldogs 44.
Nice speed shown also by Brevin Doss. Hey, let's get to Kyle Johnson and get an update from another score.
All right, guys. Mountain View and Loveland tonight. The Red Wolves get on the board first as Trey Olson runs in from 11 yards out. They lead Mountain View 7-0, 3:56 left in the first quarter.
Not a big surprise on that one.
Here's the snap for University, and this one looked like it went to Gabe Puga once again. Puga, sorry on the pronunciation, but he gets around the 45-yard line. We'll see where they spot it.
About a yard on the carry out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, about the 45 and a half. Third and a very long 18 now for University, as they did find themselves just a few moments ago, Bruce, in pretty good field position.
They were in positive territory. They had crossed the 50-yard line, and they simply have gone backwards.
So here's Croson in the shotgun. He will take the snap, looking right, throwing across the middle. This one's caught by Brevin Doss around the 39-yard line, rolls across the 35.
That is a great play. Great pass by Cole, and then Brevin Doss just went up and gathered that in. And what was most impressive, he hung on to the football. Hard hit and hung on. Wow, what a change of pace right there. First down, Bulldogs.
So Doss and the Bulldogs almost get all that chunky yards back that they lost just a few minutes ago. As we'll have two receivers on either side. This one's going to be turned and fake handoff as Cole decides to keep it, and he's going to get down near the 28-yard line of Eaton.
See that little pass fake? That pass fake got Cole an extra 6 yards on that play. The Reds pursuing, goes up with the football to fake it, and continues to run.
So they will spot this one at the Eaton 27-yard line. Second and short, second and three to be exact, for University. Well, will they be the first team to crack the scoreboard in this one, as we are 20 seconds away from the end of the first quarter? So here's Croson once again. Sends a couple men to
now,
the other
now
side.
Now we're another penalty. Two guys going in motion. Can't do that. And one of those penalties that Casey Doss talked about, we keep repeating that, but penalties killed the Bulldogs last week, and I know they want to cut those down.
Yeah, and from what it sounded like, just easy, correctable mistakes to fix. And we've seen kind of the both sides of the spectrum here in the Bulldogs early in this game. You have a couple good plays that get you downfield, a couple penalties that put you back on the negative side, and now they're back on the positive side. But it can't be a trend to continue.
Exactly. And, you know, two guys going in motion, they do run multiple formations. And when you do run multiple formations, you do add to that chance of only one guy has to mess it up.
So 13 seconds remain in this first quarter. Once again, no score as the Bulldogs trying to knock on the first scoring opportunity of the game. They have it second and three from the Reds' 27-yard line. As it once again sends a couple of guys in motion. Here is the snap. Croson is going to keep this. He's around the outside, and he's going to be brought down. And that one probably got no gain on that one.
Yeah, great pursuit by the Reds. Hey, Kyle, what do you have?
We got Mullen and Erie tonight. The fourth-ranked Tigers score first. Blake Barnett hits Josh Levine from 2 yards out. They lead 7-0.
Boy, Blake Barnett, he's the real deal at Erie.
So that was, well, they're calling it a gain of one. It is now somehow third and two from the Eaton 27 as we have a timeout on.
Actually, that is the end of the first quarter.
There we go.
So we're going to march down from the 28 to the 28, changing directions of the field.
And we're going to take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And welcome back into the A1 Organics Game of the Week, Eaton hosting University. And during the timeout there, Jacob Cruz went on a first down run to get the Bulldogs to the Eaton 21. So they'll have it first and 10. Once again, looking to be the first team to crack the scoreboard in this one. And this one's tipped at the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be caught anyway by Dylan Supp, the senior wide receiver. So good persistence there.
Isn't that great concentration? I mean, that ball was tipped, and Dylan Supp just stays with it and gets the catch for a positive gain.
Gain of 6 on the tip pass as they will march down to the Eaton 15-yard line. So this drive has taken a lot of time off the clock. Here's a turn handoff. Jacob Cruz, he's going to get a couple yards down to the 10-yard line. So another positive run, and that may be good enough for a University first down, and it is.
It is a first down, and I think they can – I guess they did say first and goal, so that ball is right at the 10-yard line.
So that brings us to our J9 Insurance Agency's red zone for the first time in this game. Can University take the goose eggs off the scoreboard? Crosant will turn. He will roll out to his right, throw in the end zone. That one's going to be overshot, and it looked like intended receiver Brevin Doss in the end zone.
And Cole is down. He got hit hard as he made that pass.
So we have a player down on the field. We'll take a quick timeout as well. Once again, this is the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What does Alt Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into Eaton High School here for your A1 Organics Game of the Week. Brevin Doss on the handoff. He's going to march right into the end zone, and the Bulldogs crack the scoreboard first.
Wow, that drive was somewhat the Brevin Doss show because he hauled in the long pass, and now he scampers in from the 10-yard line to score for the Bulldogs to give them the 6-0 lead.
So what a drive for the Bulldogs, Bruce, as we touched on it a few moments ago. Got across the 50 once, a couple penalties brought him all the way back to their 38-yard line, and then they march right down the field and score.
That was a long, over a 10-minute drive, I believe.
So here is the impending extra point, and that one is up, and it is good. So it is 7-0 for the Bulldogs as we are just in the second quarter of play. Once again, this first half brought to you by AIMCO Loveland and Fort Collins. Not just transmission repair and rebuild, air conditioning service, battery repair and replacement, courtesy check and tune-ups, alignment, brake inspection. AIMCO fixes it right the first time. Book online by selecting the Fort Collins or Loveland locations. Both of those locations also open 7:30 to 5:30. So the Bulldogs on a Brevin Doss 10-yard run take a 7-0 lead here early in the second half. Let's kick it back to the studio. Kyle Johnson with a score update.
Yeah, guys, Windsor and Longmont tonight. The Trojans get on the board first as Cole Gaddis rips off a 70-yard TD run. Two-point conversion, no good. 6-0 Longmont.
And we were in Windsor last week, Bruce, for the A1 Organics Game of the Week. We saw them win that one 10-7. So here's the ensuing kickoff, and this is going to be high but not very long as the Eaton Reds will receive it at their own 35, and we're going to have a late hit. Looked like a fair catch was called, and maybe University didn't see it or hear it, but they ran right into.
Yeah, kicker Avery Soar tried to just get that high and to come down, with great coverage from the Bulldogs, but it was just a little short. And Eaton Reds call for the fair catch and get hit on the pursuing catch.
Almost like you're expecting a fair catch called on that one because you don't want almost a blindside hit to ensue. So
well, that gives them field position, Michael, at the 50-yard line. This is a great position for the Reds to start at.
So they will get it, and they will presumably cross the 50-yard line for the first time in this game as we are just over 10 minutes to go here in this second quarter. And here is the snap. Davey will take it himself, and he's going to be brought all the way back down close to the 46-yard line. Great defensive play.
Looked like there. Oh, and here's some flags, a little extracurricular activity going on. I thought maybe the ball was fumbled initially as the Bulldogs kept pursuing, but let's see who this is on.
And it's going to be a personal foul on the Reds, and it'll go both ways. Look like a foul on both teams. And it looks like they offset. So Eaton will now get the ball at their own 49. After all that, it's a second and 11 for the Reds. Davey in the shotgun. He will take it, turn, rolling out to his right, and he's going to decide to keep it. Gets by one defender, and he's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line. Loss of four on the play.
Boy, the Bulldogs just relentless on defense right now. And they own the line of scrimmage on that play.
And we saw Jacob Cruz get a couple of carries for the Bulldogs. He was in on that tackle on defense because he also plays strong safety. So here's Davey once again in the gun. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. He'll take it, roll, and here's another pressure-filled situation. He's going to throw down the field, and it's going to be incomplete near the 30-yard line. Eaton was hoping for a flag, but no laundry on the field as Alex Lloyd, the senior tight end, the intended receiver.
Yeah, uncatchable ball over the receivers, well over the receiver's head.
There is a flag in the Eaton backfield as we're going to have a
holding the penalty on the Reds.
Holding penalty. We were looking down the field, didn't think to look in the backfield, but there was a piece of yellow material laying on the ground. So holding is the call on the Reds.
And the Bulldogs will negate that penalty. They will refuse it, and it will be fourth down. Fourth and about 15.
So the Reds will once again punt this one away from their own 46, and not a good start for Eaton in this one at home in this rivalry game. And this punt will be a booming kind as we'll have a fair catch caught at the University 15-yard line. So that's where the Bulldogs will take things over as we just saw them, Bruce, moments ago. Go down and score on a very substantial drive.
Boy, that was a nice punt. We've seen two excellent punts these past 2 weeks. Of course, Gavin Helm from Windsor, tremendous punter. And that was also a good punt. I'm not sure if that was Blazkowski. We'll have to get the number.
You mentioned Gavin was our Norfolk Iron and Meadow player of the game. We will keep an eye out for who's this week's player of the game. And here is the turn, handoff. It looks like Cruz again across the 15, and he will take the whole pile close to the 24.
Cruz is a workhorse. Hey, Kyle, what do you have for us?
Yeah, guys, Greeley Central and Cheyenne Mountain tonight. Close one early on as Cheyenne Mountain leads the Cats 7-6.
Brown from Central trying to get that program, you know, just rejuvenated, and it was fun having him and some of his players down at studio this past couple weeks.
So it did look like Cole Croson was injured on that play because we have Johnny Weirich in at quarterback for the Bulldogs. He'll take the snap on the quarterback keeper, and he's going to be I will say he's hard to bring down, Bruce. He's a 6'2", 192-pound senior.
Yeah, Johnny Weirich, no stranger to playing quarterback, as he played some quarterback last year for the Bulldogs as well.
So he is in there. We'll try to keep close tabs if Croson goes back into the game, but he was helped off the field last time the Bulldogs had the ball on their scoring drive. So University will get this one third and short from their own 24-yard line as we approach 7.5 to go. Weirich turns, hands off to Cruz. Cruz gets by one defender, and he is brought down near the 32, but there is a flag.
Back.
Yep.
That is coming back. Holding, obviously holding call by the referee.
So what would have been a first down run by Cruz will be turned around and brought back. As we kind of saw this on the Bulldogs last drive, they were overcome a couple of penalties and miscues on a nice catch by Brevin Doss, which kind of spurred and got them motivated for that last scoring drive.
Yeah, what a turnaround. You have a first down, and now it's third and 12.
From their own 24-yard line, they're calling it. Weirich in the gun. He'll take the snap. He's looking right, throwing right, and this one is going to be intercepted by Eaton across their own 45-yard line. And, Bruce, we have our first turnover of the game, and it looked like Benson Hood, the senior.
Well, Benson stayed with that receiver the entire way. And, you know, somewhat that's a long pass that's almost somewhat like a punt. You know, you have turnovers. And then you have a turnover that you actually gained a lot of yards on that. Obviously want to complete the pass, but great defensive play.
And it looked like, too, from our vantage point, Bruce, that Brevin Doss was the intended receiver. So when Bulldogs are in trouble, they're looking for Doss to get him out of it. And is just couldn't make the play as Hood was able to stay in front of them and intercept that pass. So the Reds will take over from their own 46. Pretty good starting field position for Eaton. Davey will take the snap. He'll turn, hand this off, breaks one tackle, but he's going to be driven down in the backfield by two Bulldogs.
Boy, after the turnover, the Bulldogs are just relentless right now. That turnover didn't affect them at all. Their defense came out ready to stack it up.
And D'Angelo Rosas once again on the carry, the 5'4 senior for the Reds. And that was a loss of two, so this one will go back to the Eaton 44. Trips right for Davey as we inch closer to 6.5 to go in this first half. Here is a screen pass to the right, and that's going to be in. Complete. Vinny Juarez, the intended receiver, the sophomore running back.
Yeah, Connor Davey just overthrew that pass at the sideline. And, boy, University, they put the hit on the receiver again.
Yeah, and a couple incomplete passes for Eaton throughout this game. And I want to say, Bruce, that some of them haven't been close as defenders are very close to the intended receiver. So we have a third and 12 from the Eaton 44. Here's a turn handoff once again, and this one, again, is going nowhere. You were surprised on a run on that play?
Yeah, I'm very surprised, especially with Davey. He's shown some ability to get out of the pocket a little and make a play possibly with his legs as well.
So how about this, the fourth straight fourth down for the Eaton Reds as the special team unit comes in to punt this one away. 7-0 our score in favor of the University Bulldogs, and we're going to get a flag thrown. This is going to be whistled dead. And it's going to be on Eaton once again.
It's like an illegal substitution on the Reds. That will push them back another five.
Brute, is this one of those instances where you almost want to get to the locker room?
Absolutely. I think if you're the Reds, you got to figure out something offensively just to make some positive yardage.
So the ball is spotted at the Eaton 39. And this punt, a decent one. This one's going to land across the 30-yard line, bounce all the way down near the 10. And that's where the Reds will down it. So
I believe
a pretty
that's
good punt.
Gunner Duncan on the punt.
Very good punt there for Eaton. and hold the Bulldogs down to their own 10-yard line.
Well, nothing more than the Bulldogs would like is this, you know, a five-minute drive here. Plenty of time to move the ball down the field, but the Reds defensively, they would like to pin them back and see if they can't get something positive to happen offensively before the half ends.
We mentioned Johnny Weirich in at quarterback for the Bulldogs. He was 6 for 11 for 94 yards, two touchdowns last week for University, but it looks like Croson is back in there. Here's a screen pass to the wide receiver, Brevin once again on the catch.
Guess who their go-to guy is out wide? Boy, Brevin Doss, he's had a tremendous half, and he is the son of head coach Casey Doss.
So get him a little bit more out of trouble. Gain of 4 on that pass. So they'll spot this one at their own 14-yard line. So it looked like Croson took a couple of series off, Bruce. He is back in the game for University. He'll take the snap, turn, hand this one off. Looks like Cruz, he gets past the 15, rolls down maybe to the 17.
Yeah, nice positive gain by Cruz. This third down is going to be really interesting with only 4:40 left in the half. If the Reds can get a stop, they're going to get the football back with some decent time to do something on offense. And if University gets this first down, they can continue to move the ball down the field before the half ends.
4:20 to go here in this first half of action. Bulldogs lead it 7-0. Croson will toss this one back, and he gets across the 25, down close to the 28-yard line. Hard to see who that was, but a nice play, and it was Brevin Doss once again.
Brevin Doss with the option play. We haven't seen that many options lately in high school football, and that was the option where Croson decided to just pitch it out to Brevin Doss.
And it is good for a Bulldogs first down. They'll march all the way to about their own 28-yard line. It looks like they spotted it. Under 4 minutes to go. Bulldogs lead this one 7-0. Croson will take the snap, turn, hand this one off to Cruz once again, and he won't get much, if anything. Maybe a loss on that one as well.
No gain. Make that a loss of one on the play. 3 seconds.
It's one of the few times they've been able to stop Cruz for no gain.
Reminder, we're coming to you live at Eaton High School from the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Water and irrigation is complicated, but it doesn't have to be that way when you get a Rinky sprinkler repair on your farm from Alliance Irrigation. Alliance Irrigation also does residential wells. Call them at 970-353-1621. As they did give that a loss for Cruz on the run, 2nd and 11 from the 27. Croson looking to pass down the middle, and it is caught once again by Brevin Doss, and he's going to go all the way for a Bulldog touchdown.
What a pass and what a catch and what a run. So Brevin Doss once again.
So far, leading candidate for our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, and we're only in the second quarter as Brevin Doss, I almost said his father's name there on the call, but it was Brevin Doss, and his second touchdown of the game gives the Bulldogs, before this extra point, 13-0 lead.
Well, I'll guarantee you one thing, Casey cannot run like that.
Sir, on for the VAT.
So as we await the point after attempt, as we're getting ever so close.
Avery, sir, with the conversion.
And it is a 14-0 lead for the University Bulldogs. We approach ever so closely to our Clearwater Products halftime report, but we'll take a quick timeout. Once again, you're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's something coming to Greeley. Something tough. Something with Brit. The Colorado Grit hockey team is coming to Greeley this fall. The National American Hockey League produces the best hockey players in the country and gives them a shot at the NHL. The Colorado Grit promises a season of epic battles, exciting finishes, and players with plenty of grit. Let's get gritty, Greeley. Get tickets at ColoradoGritHockey.com.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And welcome back into the A1 Organics Game of the Week. We are in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Brew. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillane with you here at Eaton High School as they find their Reds trailing to the University Bulldogs 14-0, as we'll have a kick out of bounds on the ensuing kickoff. So the old illegal procedure flag will be thrown by default. As just moments ago, Doss puts the Bulldogs up 14-0, and he's done all their scoring so far.
Yeah, I wanted to say welcome back to the Brevin Doss Show. He's been fantastic. He's, you know, made some leaping grabs. He's caught it in stride, avoided tacklers, and the burst of speed.
And he has been their go-to guy to get them out of holes they've dug.
Got the running play on the option. The pitch.
So Eaton will take over from their own 35-yard line, trying to get some kind of momentum going before halftime. As Davey will be under center, two receivers to his right. He's going to turn, fake handoff, rolling out to his right, and he's going to have to get rid of this. Nope, he's going to take it and get a few yards as he tips toes down the near sideline. Near the 40, we'll see where they spot this one.
Yeah, Davies wisely steps out of bounds. Stops the clock.
So they'll go right to a no-huddle offense for Eaton. Davey in the gun now. Two receivers on either side. He's going to throw to his right. This is going to be caught near the 42-yard line for the Reds, and that was senior wideout Gunnar Duncan on the reception.
Gunnar Duncan, multi-sport athlete for the Reds.
Clock ticks towards 2.5 to go here in this first half. Almost the same formation. Two receivers on either side, but he's going to hand this off, and it is going to be dropped in the backfield. Rosas had nowhere to go on that run.
Surprised with that run call?
Much like you were on the couple series ago, a couple possessions ago. And it is 4th-and-3 for the Reds, and they are keeping the offense on the field. And now we'll get a whistle.
I think they may want to think this one through. Minute 55 on the clock, 4th down. Hey, if you go for it here, you're giving the Bulldogs a great opportunity to add some points in this first half.
And we saw Doss go to the house 2 times here in this first half. Once again, our leading candidate for the player of the game. And
you have the leading candidate, Michael, and then you have others that are well below the leading candidate. He has had a fantastic half.
Going into halftime, if you're the Reds, we kind of heard the interview at the pregame with the head coach, and I mean, what do you say to your guys that maybe they already don't know, or they already know?
Well, if you're Cameron Stewart, you just got to say, hey, it's halftime, but we have to execute some plays and get some positive yardage. You can't get it all at once, but you have to maintain some drives.
So they're going to go for it here on 4th-and-3. Davey rolls out. He's going to throw from the sideline. This is going to be almost caught one-handed by Gunnar Duncan, and he could not hang on.
Really nice play by not only Duncan, but Davies as well, and just couldn't extend enough to pull that ball in.
So that'll be a turnover on downs for the Reds, and the Bulldogs will take over with, once again, Bruce, great field position. Can they tack on another one before halftime?
Well, I think they're in that mode right now that they will attack. I don't think we'll see the Bulldogs sit on the ball with a minute 48 remaining.
As we look at our Gould Parts scoreboard, 14-0 Bulldogs here. As Bruce just said, a minute 48 to go in this first half. Bulldogs will have it first and 10 from the Eaton 40. Croson in the shotgun. He will flip this one to the running back, and he's going to get clothesline at the 40, flag on the field.
And I think that might have been a clothesline tackle.
And Brevin Doss got the little flip from Croson.
Nope, I'm wrong. It's coming back. Illegal block, it looks like.
So it is a 10-yard penalty as they will shift this back to the 50.
Seems like when they've ran those wide plays with deception, they've gotten called for a penalty now two or three times. So something with technique that the officials do not like.
Once again, University will start this position at the midfield. First and 20. 1:20 to go here in this second quarter. Croson sends Doss in motion. And he's going to keep this one. Look like he was...
He wanted to pitch.
Yeah, he wanted to pitch it. Croson will get dropped in the backfield. We'll see where they spot it. Looks like at the 47-yard line, so a loss of three and a second and a long 23 coming up for the Bulldogs.
And the Bulldogs have been in this hole before, and guess who they went to deep is Brevin Doss.
Eaton maybe keeping a spotlight on number 11 in white for University. Croson, two receivers on either side of him. And this flat, this is going to be...
That's going to be, I think, on Brevin Doss. I think he moved.
And that is indeed the call on Brevin Doss. This will push it back down to the 43 on the loss of five as we're under 30 seconds remaining on the Gould scoreboard.
And all of a sudden, those Bulldogs are in their backward mode again, going the wrong direction.
And it kind of reminds me of your interview with Doss and just kind of being complacent and trying to fix those little things. And it seems like as soon as they get momentum, they go backwards. And we'll see if they can go forwards here as Croson takes the snap. He's going to hand it off and down close to the 45. They're probably spotted at the 44.
And I'm guessing the Reds are just going to let this clock run.
And it looked like Gabe.
Oh, it's. Excuse me. I thought that was going to be. And that, they are going to let the clock run. Both teams are so excited to hear that halftime horn right now.
So we will head to our Clearwater Products halftime as, once again, the University Bulldogs leads this one in Eaton 14-0. We will take a timeout right here on the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Clearwater Products Halftime Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Kyle Johnson.
And we welcome you into the Aloe Fiber Studios for the Clearwater Products Halftime Show. Clearwater Products is the one-stop shop for industrial trucking, safety supplies, and more. Visit the Giant Warehouse and shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley or call them 970-673-8891. That phone number again, 970-673-8891. 9-1. Couple of finals from last night. We'll get to you as we go along here, but we'll keep you updated on the scoreboard all the way through. We'll start with our game tonight. Our game of the week is the University Bulldogs, number 8 in the Max Preps 2A rankings this week. They lead the Eaton Reds at 14-0, and I don't think the game's really been that close. A turnover by the Bulldogs, but Eaton is stuck in the sand on the offensive side of things. Big first half for Mr. Doss on the receiving end as he has both touchdowns for the Bulldogs. They lead at 14-0. Sterling Tigers and Bennett Tigers, so a little Tiger versus Tiger matchup tonight. Out in Bennett, Sterling down the last couple of years looking for their first victory this season. They lead 14-0 at last report. The Academy and Timnath, no score between those two. We'll try to get you updated on them throughout the evening. Switch gears here to the 2A Patriot League Central. Mentioned we'd get you some scores from last night. We have one of them here as Platte Valley hung on to beat Weld Central 22-13. Broncos got a big run from Howdy Johnson, a 77-yard touchdown run in that game. Talon Short also broke off a nice touchdown run for the Broncos as they outdid the Rebels 22-13. Got a Bryant Beeman interception right at the end of the game to kind of seal it for the Broncos. Games tonight in the 2A Patriot League Central, we've struck out on all three of them so far. Berthoud is in Gilcrest tonight as they take on Valley. The Spartans are 1-0. Valley on the other side looking for their first victory. Wellington travels to Ault to take on the Huskies. The Eagles are 1-0 on the season. Highland is 0-1. And our final matchup from that 2A Patriot League Central is Prospect Ridge. The Miners are taking on the Forge Christian Fury. No score in that matchup as well. 2A Intermountain has a interesting matchup tomorrow as the Fort Lupton Blue Devils, coming off a nice season last year, they got a victory in their opening game. Now they will get tested as they go on the road to the southeast corner of the state. They will travel to take on the number one team in 1A. That is the Lamar Thunder. So that game will take place tomorrow. That's a 1 o'clock kick from Lamar. Jump up to 3A and the defending champs. No trouble so far with the Kennedy Commanders as the Roosevelt Rough Riders lead 27-0 tonight in Johnstown. Loveland, as anticipated at Ray Patterson, all over the Mountain View Mountain Lions. They lead 21-0. Trey Olson, a couple of touchdown runs in the game for the Red Wolves. He scored from 11 yards as well as 54 yards out. Ryder Easton scampered in from 19 yards out. That's how the Red Wolves got their touchdowns. Green Mountain, that was the loser in the fan vote, if you will, between for our game of the week this week. They are in Severance tonight. The Rams lead the Silver Knights 7-0. Northridge in a matchup of a couple of top 10 ranked teams as far as the Max Preps rankings go. The Grizzlies shutting out Evergreen so far 21-0 in that matchup of 1-0 teams. So Coach Hayden's squad off to a nice start tonight. Meade and Lutheran, the number 2 ranked Lions, lead the Mavericks 21-7 at last report. Have a final from last night. Frederick ranked number 7 in the 3A polls, but the Golden Eagles in trouble. They're 0-2 now as Monarch outdid them 30-23 last night in Frederick. Bump it up to 4A, Erie. We talked about that score a little bit in the first half. The Tigers, number 4 in the 4A polls, they lead 28-0 over the Mullen Mustangs. Talked about that Blake Barnett to Josh Levine 2-yard touchdown pass. That was set up by a big run by Gavin Lusk. He ripped off 55 yards to get him down into scoring position. They also got a defensive touchdown, Ronan Ward, with that interception and took it back to the house. So Erie and Mullen 28-0 in favor of the Tigers. Wizards, we had them on last week. They are in trouble at home again this week as they trail Longmont 16-0. Cole Gaddis opened the scoring with a 70-yard touchdown run. They also got a 32-yard field goal there in the first half. Did the the Longmont Trojans, as they lead Windsor 16-0 at Dudley Field. Greeley West and Bear Creek, the Spartans on the road tonight. They trail 7-0 in the first quarter or the first half of that matchup. The Cheyenne Mountain Red Tail Hawks, that's a mouthful, so you're only going to get that one once. They lead Greeley Central 14-6. Carlos Cordoza, the touchdown for Greeley Central in that matchup tonight. 5A games, we jump it up. No score yet between Pooter and Castle View at last report. Grandview and Fossil Ridge in a good one as the Wolves lead the Sabercats 10-7. Caleb Smith to Adriel Hernandez from 6 yards out. The connection for the Fossil Ridge touchdown. Rocky Mountain falls last night 24-0 to Cherokee Trail. If the box score on Max Preps is correct, that game was tied at 0 at the end of the third quarter, and then Cherokee Trail ripped off 24 straight to take that victory 24-0. Fun one should be going down tonight. Haven't found a score on it yet, but two top five ranked teams in 1A between the Wiggins Tigers and the Strasburg Indians. Wiggins at 1-0. Strasburg got thumped last week by Holyoke. We'll see if they respond tonight. We'll try to find you some scores from that one as well as we get to you in our post-game show. That's all the scores we have for right now. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll send it back out to the guys at the field. They'll get you ready for the second half. Right now, it is the 8th-ranked University Bulldogs 14, the Eaton Reds 0. This has been your Clearwater Products Halftime Show. My name's Kyle Johnson. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you in the post-game and back out to the field. Coming up next here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When it's time to go the extra mile, TBK Bank doesn't hesitate. Every day, we go the extra mile to create value for our customers and communities to help those around us achieve a better financial life. That's what TBK Bank is focused on. Let TBK Bank help you navigate the known and the unknown so you can journey forward with confidence. For more information about all of TBK Bank services and a full list of TBK Bank branches, visit tbkbank.com. TBK Bank, SSB, member FDIC.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
CRP 4x4 not only has all the things that can make your truck look better, they will make your life easier as well. As I get older, some things just aren't as easy as they used to be, like climbing into my truck. CRP 4x4 has a huge selection of steps that make it easier for me to get in and out of my truck, plus save a little wear and tear on the body. CRP also has a great selection of famous WeatherTech floor liner products. When it comes to trucks, nobody has more of what you need than the folks at CRP. 2102 9th Street in Greeley or online at crp4x4.com.
Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, and if you or a family member or a loved one or a friend have been injured in an accident, I want to encourage you to seek legal help from a law firm I promise will represent you with the utmost respect. Kane Doolin McQuinn Young is a personal injury firm I know firsthand because I'm also an attorney and I work with them. The firm's principal attorney, Mike Kane, is a great friend and a wonderful attorney. Kane Doolin McQuinn Young, 303-246-1111, or online at trialproven.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
And welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillen with you for our Clearwater Products halftime. And both teams coming out doing their halftime calisthenics, we'll call it. But if you're Eaton in that locker room after a, well, let's just call it like it is, a dreadful first half, Bruce, if you are Cameron Stewart in that locker room, we heard his interview on your show a couple times now in this broadcast. What are you telling the guys?
Well, I'll tell you what. You tell them if we get the ball down at the 15-yard line, we need to find a way to punch it in. They had a chance to take an early lead after a Bulldog mistake on an ill-executed snap to the punter. Actually, it wasn't a bad snap. It was just kind of a fumble from the punter. But the Reds get the ball at the 15-yard line, and they just can't move it. They have to come up with some different things offensively. Maybe we see a trick play to get them going, something that did them off the snide.
And if you are Casey Doss, his son scores both Bulldog touchdowns in that first half, one in the first quarter, one in the second quarter. We saw a 10-yard drive at one point. It went forward, went backwards. What are you telling the guys? Because the end of that second quarter, end of the first half, was, you know, didn't look so well for
the Bulldogs. No, Casey's not happy about that. I'll guarantee you that. He's telling his guys, hey, get the focus. We cannot continue to make the mistakes. And the play's running wide. Whatever the call is, whatever, however those illegal blocks are taking place, they need to make a correction. Had a false start. just different things. The controllables. They have to do a better job on the controllables. There's certain things you can't control, but some of their penalties are certainly part of the controllables things than they can handle.
So they are about ready to start this second half, as this half will, we hope for both teams' sake, it looks a little bit different as we are about ready for kickoff here.
As fast as the half went, there's still too many penalties, too many mistakes.
So this second half will be brought to you by TBK Bank, locations all over Colorado, so it's a big bank with all the conveniences of a big bank. Mobile app, mobile deposit, everyday checking, free digital services like Zelle, savings, checking, lending, mortgages, business banking, financial planning, but it's a community bank. TBBank.com for location and services, as we're going to get a flag on the first play of this second half on the kickoff, as this one will be brought down close to the 38-yard line.
Well, Michael, so much for eliminating mistakes opening the second half, because we just saw the reigning flag back at the 26-yard line.
Couldn't quite make out what the referee... And it's going to be on Eaton already, as they were plagued with flags in that first half.
Had to be an illegal block at that spot on the return.
So they will get this one at close to their own 15-yard line, if not their own 15, maybe the 16. And they're calling it the 16-yard line for the Reds. As we look at the Gould Parts scoreboard, the Bulldogs lead this one 14-0, both touchdowns by Doss in that first half. And here is Davey. He gets across the 25 down to the 30, and he's finally brought down to the 32. And not a sigh of relief, Bruce, but...
Yeah, Connor Davey just made a great play using his feet. Went back to pass, cut it upfield, and that has to be encouraging for the Reds to get some positive action going early.
And they're going to try to speed things up here as they go no huddle. Davies shotguns, trips right for him. One receiver out to his left. He'll take the snap, looking left, throws left, and it is going to be intercepted by the Bulldogs, but they're calling it incomplete. It hit the ground at the 45-yard line.
Nearly intercepted by Tejada at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that's Caleb Tejada. Terrific athlete, just couldn't get his hands quite underneath the football as it went to the turf.
So the Eaton Reds will survive that one and live to play another down. Second and 10 from their own 31. Almost the same formation. Davies is going to keep it this time. He rolls out to his right, and he gets pushed out of bounds near the 35-yard line. So if that's where they spotted, it's a gain of four for Eaton.
Really like the athleticism of Connor Davies. He's shown that, showed spurts of that in the first half, but this first series, you can really see how talented he is.
So they spotted at the 34-yard line. So third and seven, crucial third and seven for Eaton as they find themselves once again on their side of the field. Davies takes a snap, and this is going to be a flag, it looks like, on Eaton, as Davies takes this one all the way across the 48-yard line. But this may be coming back.
Yeah, that's definitely coming back. And again, the offense just makes that crucial mistake to take away a positive gain.
Term that comes to me, Bruce, maybe an old school term, stuck in a rut, it seems like, for the Eaton Reds, as they've already begun this second half with two penalties, one on the opening kickoff. So here go the Reds, third and 12 from their own 29, 10 and a half to go here in this third quarter. Part of the Gould Parts scoreboard, as Davies will take the snap. He rolls out to his left, flag down again. He's going to throw this, and it's going to be intercepted at the 40-yard line. And Bulldogs take
that
it.
That is Tejada.
Tejada again.
Now there is a flag down.
We'll see what they officially call this. If it's on Eaton.
Well, the chains are moving, so it is not on. It is on Eaton, and University will take the football.
So Caleb Tejada got a second chance. We saw the first one just a few moments ago hit the ground. He wasn't credited with the interception. Now he gets a full-blown interception.
Yeah, he basically had two picks in two plays.
So the Bulldogs offense will come out for their first possession of this second half from the Eaton 28-yard line. So once again, Bruce, great starting field position for University. Croson back in there for the Bulldogs.
This could be an illegal substitution as well. I think they're going to call timeout.
And they will indeed call timeout. This timeout will be brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. And we will take a quick timeout as well on your A1 Organics Game of the Week right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in to the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Bruce Stick, Michael Smillman with you here at Eaton High School for the A1 Organics Game of the Week. As Bulldogs took it over, as Croson just throws it up to save his life, and he is slow to get up once again. Bruce, we saw him in that first half be helped off the field, and Wyrick had to come in, and we may see that again.
Well, the Eaton crowd wants an intentional grounding call. They're not going to get it, but you can hear the crowd as Croson basically just got rid of that football.
And he is kind of slow to get up once again. And we have a penalty, and it is going to be intentional grounding.
And they did get the call. I'll take that one back. I just didn't see the flag, and it looked as if there might have been a receiver, but I didn't think he was close to the football either. So good call by the officiating crew.
So this will back the Bulldogs up to the Eaton 40-yard line. It'll be second and 15, and presumably Johnny Wyrick will come in to play QB. We'll see how for long this time.
And again, Michael, the Bulldogs are going backwards. Even though they have that 14-point lead, they've had a lot of negative yardage on offense.
Well, if they're going backwards, look for the guy who can get you fours. That's Brevin Doss, number 11 in white. Both touchdowns so far for the Bulldogs in this game. Here's Wyrick, and there he is. Right on cue. Doss catches the screen pass, gets across the 43 down to the around, we'll call it 44, maybe the 45. Excuse me, the 35.
Bring up a third and 21.
So not much there, and it's still a long.
Yeah, nice gain, but they still have 21 yards to go for a first down.
Trying to spark something with Brevin Doss once again on offense after going backwards a bit as we are under 9.5 to go here in this third quarter. And it looks like Cole Croson is back out there for the Bulldogs. And he will take the snap, throw a screen pass to his right. This is going to be caught by Abrego, and he's going to be brought down near the 33.
Yeah, Medardo Abrego on the reception, but gets positive yardage, but kind of a safe play for a third and 21 attempt.
So we'll see what the Bulldogs decide to do on the Eaton side of the field. They still have to pick up 20 yards on this fourth down. And it looks like the offense is going to run a play. Well, I guess why not when you're on Eaton's side of the field, knowing Eaton hasn't driven the ball much this game either. So here's Croson, trips left for him. He takes it, looking left, throws down the middle, and this is going to be caught once again at the 15. It looked like Brevin Doss once again, and it is.
And again, enough for the first down on a third and over 20.
So number 11 down at the 11. Well, they'll spot at the 12, so way to ruin that number matching. But once again, the Bulldogs with a first down at the Eaton 12-yard line, knocking on the door once again, trying to get into that J9 Insurance Agency's red zone. They just need a few more yards to do it. Once again, Crosent back in there for the Bulldogs, turns, hands it off. Here goes Cruz up the gut, and he's going to get down over the five. They may spot this at the four, but we have a penalty marker down.
For the Bulldogs, takes it down near the 5-yard line.
And once again, a good run coming back.
Positive run by Cruz. Somebody's just not getting in position and getting in those, keeping those hands in. And another holding call for the Bulldogs.
And as you mentioned in the first half, just technique is off just a little bit somewhere on these runs for University. So they'll back this ball.
It's going to be another heavy film session for the Bulldogs this coming week on a lot, on all these penalties.
I'll be interested to see what both coaches say after this one, as the Bulldogs will now get it at the Eaton 22, first and a long 20. Croson in the backfield by himself until he says Brevin Dawson motion. He'll get the handoff, and this one's going to go nowhere as he is brought down near the line of scrimmage.
Dawson, the reverse for the Bulldogs.
Very nice lateral pursuit by the Reds that time defensively to bring Doss down.
And he did get a gain of one on that play, so 19 more yards still to pick up for the Bulldogs. I don't want to say they can put this game out of reach with another touchdown, Bruce, but the way things are going, they just might here on this second and 19. Croson turns, hands it off, and this one's going to be brought down near the 18-yard line. Looked like Gabe Puga on the run.
Well, you're right, Michael. Another score here. I think it does put the game all, not completely out of reach, but the Reds have just shown us nothing offensively tonight.
So they'll spot this ball at the Eaton, well, near the 18-yard line.
Guess whose number may get called here?
We may see number 11 once again. Looking for the hat trick in this one. Croson, two receivers on both sides. He's going to turn. He's looking right. He's throwing across the middle. This one's going to be picked off at the 8-yard line by Eaton. And this one's going to be brought down the near side of the field and finally brought down at the near the 40-yard line. So the Eaton catches a break and forces a turnover.
Thank you. That pass, the 40-yard line near the 45 on the return for the Reds.
And I didn't quite catch the number. Trying to get it from the PA announcer here at Eaton. But that may be the spark the Reds need, Michael. They haven't done anything offensively, and maybe that defensive play can put a little spark and change the momentum of this game.
Well, they must have heard us say that with another Bulldog touchdown, this game may be out of reach as they force their second interception of the day. And they will begin this drive at the Bulldog 40-yard line. Davies will take the snap. He's looking right, rolling right, and he's going to throw this. And this is going to be almost – oh, it is intercepted. Bulldogs pick it off right back on their own 37-yard line. So back-to-back interceptions, and down goes the momentum for Eaton.
And I believe that's Tejada again, Caden Tejada, with another interception.
Two picks for Tejada. Don't know if that's going to get him past Brevin Doss for our early candidate. But
we have a candidate
yes,
now.
Yes, we do have a number two option. That'll come later in our Alt Feed Mill postgame report for our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. So Bulldogs will get the ball right back. They'll start at their own 37-yard line. We just saw a stalled drive. Here's Brevin Doss. He'll get the snap, it looked like, and he's going to be brought down finally at the 45-yard line, maybe a gain of eight on the play.
Gains 9 yards on the play. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line.
Just under 5.5 to go here in this third quarter. Once again, this second half brought to you by TBK Bank. Locations all over Colorado. And we are, Bruce, we're kind of far away from the Bulldog fan section as we are right above the Eaton fan section. And we have a fumble snap, but good recovery by the Bulldogs as it looked like Gabe Puga was able to get at least something out of it.
Yeah, exactly right. Good hands to get that recovery. Quite a few Bulldog fans here. It's not like it's a long trip or anything, but, you know, when you play on the road, it's still a little different. And they're not only filling those stands over there, but heavily along the fence as well.
We are at a cool 81 degrees right now in Eaton, Colorado. First and 10 from the 48-yard line go the Bulldogs, and we will get this play blown dead.
We're going to wish it was 81 probably come December with some of the high school games being played on those Saturday afternoons.
As it looked like Bulldogs may have called a timeout. We'll kick it back to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
Yeah, guys, 1A football. We talked about that top five matchup. Wiggins and Strasburg finally got a score there. Shout out Michael Forche. 14-7, Wiggins leads the Strasburg Indians. So good matchup tonight.
As it looked like Michael Kelly on the handoff there for the Bulldogs. Not much on the carry. As this ball will be spotted at the Bulldog 48-yard line. Approaching 3.5 to go here in this third quarter. You could tell, Bruce, now that University kind of taking their time, letting that clock run down with a 14-0 lead, knowing, as we mentioned before, Eaton hasn't done much on offense.
Yeah, they would love a methodical drive here, keeping it on the ground to eat up even more clock.
Doss went in motion, but Croson's going to keep it. Stumbled a little bit. Somehow still on his feet. Gets all the way down to the Eaton 45. Good job there to keep his knee off the ground and keep that play going.
Yeah, the athletic Croson just refused to come to be taken down. Really good run by the Bulldog quarterback.
And Croson already with a low center of gravity, 5'8 senior. So able to stay low to the ground without touching the ground. And it's 3rd and 3 for the Bulldogs on the Eaton side of the field. He'll turn, hand this off, and it looks like, broke a tackle, and he might got enough for the first down. Michael Kelly on the run.
Yeah, we can't tell from our vantage point where he went out of bounds, but it has to be close to that first down marker.
We'll see where they spot. They're spotting this at the Eaton 44-yard line, so it's going to be a fourth and a short one.
Yeah, absolutely, short one.
And if you're the Bulldogs, definitely keeping the offense on the field. Why not at this point?
And I look for Jacob Cruz to bulldoze his way into the line of scrimmage.
Here's the snap, and it is handed off, and it breaks free, gets across the 30, finally brought down near the 25-yard line. And right on cue, Bruce, Jacob Cruz on the run.
Yeah, Cruz with a powerful run, and as you often see on a fourth and short situation, you get past that line of scrimmage, and he's had some running room. And Casey Doss has a big sigh of relief because there are no flags on the field.
Positive thing there for the Bulldogs. Near a 15-yard run there for Jacob Cruz as they will reset things here at the Eaton 25-yard line. Here's Croson once again to Cruz. Cruz gets past the initial line of scrimmage. He breaks a tackle but finally brought down near the 20.
Cruz again on the carry for the Bulldogs.
Well, maybe the 23. No, they will spot this one all the way down to the 21. Didn't look like he got that far.
Yeah, nice gain of 4 yards. And not only does he have the nice gain, they continue to eat up clock on the ground.
Approaching a minute and a half there on the Gould Parts scoreboard. 405 East Collins in Eaton. Give them a call at 970-454-3355. Here's a snap back to Croson. He will throw it to the left side, and it's going to be incomplete. Doss, the intended receiver on that far side.
Just a little mistiming on that play. It just wasn't real sharp for the Bulldogs.
Third and six for University here at the Eaton 21-yard line. Once again, slowing the tempo down here. Bulldogs ready to go after they're getting some plays in from the sideline. Croissant still out there. He has been shaken up a couple times, but he's remained in the game. Here's the handoff to Brevin Doss. Gets around the outside, across the 20, broke a tackle, gets down close to the 16-yard line. You can see him stretch the ball out there, try to get those extra yards.
I love how hard he runs, and let's get back to studio for a score update.
All right, guys, first time we get to check in with Timnath and the Academy on the Clearwater Products scoreboard as the Cubs lead the Academy Wildcats 12-7. Vince Hochhalter, a rushing touchdown for the Cubs in that game.
Boy, could the Cubs get a win. They got off to a slow start, you would call, getting throttled by Berthoud last week, and they're looking for a win.
So we do have a Bulldog down on the field. We are being screened by a couple Eaton players, so we are not able to see. But we will take a Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School timeout. You are listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillin with you on this A1 Organics Game of the Week as we saw Brevin Doss slow to get up and the ensuing handoff to Jacob Cruz pretty much goes nowhere. So it'll be a turnover on downs for the Bulldogs. We haven't seen that in a while.
Well, nice stand by the Reds and gives them hope as we have 45 seconds remaining in this third quarter. The Reds simply need it. Get something going offensively, but a score puts them right back in this ball game.
The last possession we saw for the Reds, they threw an interception right back to University, hoping for obviously a different outcome in this one. Once again, we want to thank all of you for voting for this A1 Organics Game of the Week on Twitter X. That's what I'm going to start calling it.
X-Twitter.
X-Twitter. Oh, this snap is over the head of Davies, but he rallies to keep it, breaks a few tackles, finally brought down near the 11, and it could have been a lot worse.
Boy, that had disaster written all over it, and the Reds escaped the disaster.
We have another Bulldogs player slow to get up off the ground, but let's kick it back to Kyle for a score update.
All right, guys, another one. The loser in that vote, Green Mountain and Severance. The Rams lead the Silver Knights 14-0 in Severance tonight.
Boy, the Rams, they put on a great year last year, getting into the playoffs before getting beat by the state champion Roosevelt Rough Riders, and they have a lot of returning players.
And if you're just tuning into the program as we look at the Gould Parts scoreboard, the University Bulldogs lead this one 14-0. Just over 30 seconds remain in this third quarter. Gould Parts is a Napa parts provider that has been owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. The staff has been there for it the long haul as well. Just call and ask for what you need. They are rated A-plus by the BBB. Machine shop, marine off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts, curbside pickup is also available.
If you need something, they will get it for you. Gould Parts, they do it right.
And as I was saying, once again, thank you for voting for this A1 Organics Game of the Week. This game got 69% of the vote. So all of you wanted to see this one. If you're curious where to go to vote, again, it's X Twitter, or however you want to form it nowadays. But you could follow at 1310 Preps Radio or at 1310 underscore KFKA to get that information. And again, we're kicking it back to Kyle in the studio for score updates. If there's any score that you have and you haven't heard yet, make sure to text it in as the Reds take over, as they will run along the near sideline. Breaks through the herd, gets down near the 20. They may spot this at the 19, but a nice run there to kick off this possession. D'Angelo Rosas with the carry.
Yeah, D'Angelo's just, he really cut it upfield, almost broke it, and that's the kind of play the Reds need.
And that will run out the time here in the third quarter. So fourth quarter looming for these teams, as once again on the Gould Park scoreboard, the University Bulldogs 14, the Eaton Reds 0. We'll be right back. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Quick Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard update before we get you back to the fourth quarter. Greeley Central has jumped ahead of Cheyenne Mountain. Wildcats lead the Red Tail Hawks 21-14. Also, Windsor on the board in their matchup with Longmont, but they still trail the Trojans 16-6. Now back out to the field for the conclusion of our A1 Organics Game of the Week.
So Davies begins the fourth quarter with a handoff. It looks like maybe Rosas once again, and he gets across the 30. And maybe four progress will carry him to the 32, but another nice run to begin a series.
And a big first down for the Reds. Hey, how about those Greeley Central Wildcats? They've taken the lead. Boy, that would pump some positive energy into that program.
So Eaton gets a first down. We haven't heard their first down baby call in a while. Maybe their first one of the game as they look to get more positive plays in this fourth quarter. Another handoff, and this one maybe got a 1 or 2 yards on that one. Rosas on the carry once again. Stay tuned after the game for the Alt Female Postgame Show. And also we'll name our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Davies in the shotgun once again, 2nd and 8 from their own 35. He's going to roll around. He finds a Bulldog right in his face, able to escape to his right. He's going to throw this one downfield, and it's picked off. And it looks like Tejada with the interception hat trick, and we'll see where he was pushed out. But Tejada once again raising up the ranks for that player of the game.
He sure is. 3 interceptions in one game. That's a hard task.
And the play will stand. I thought I heard a whistle on that play. They had a legal man downfield, did the Reds.
The Reds is declined. Turnover will stand for the Bulldogs. They'll get in Red territory, 45-yard line, 1st and 10.
Once again, the third interception.
And they keep throwing Tejada's way.
And he's not hard to miss out there in the white jersey, as he'll stay on the field and play offense as well, as they will take over. Great field position once again from the Reds' 45-yard line. Once again, the Gould Park scoreboard shows us 14-0 Bulldogs looking to add on more here in the fourth. As Croson throws this one screen pass over to the aforementioned Tejada, he will bring this one down all the way across the 40, maybe close to the 37. And they'll spot this one at the 39. Tejada's first catch of the game on offense.
Yes, good. He's the good hands man. As three receptions defensively and his first one just there on offense.
And, Bruce, I do not see Brevin Doss out there on offense, so he was shaken up a little bit. Botched snap, but able to pick up by Cruz, and he gets a positive yards out of it. So good, another heads-up play there on a bad snap.
And let's hope the situation for Brevin Doss is just precautionary with the lead, with the ball. Maybe they just don't feel that's necessary that he gets back out on the field tonight.
It'll be third and one from the Eaton 36-yard line as the Gould Park scoreboard ticks under 10 minutes to go. Crosant in the shotgun once again. He'll turn, hand it off. Nope, he fakes it. Throws over to Tejada once again. Gets past the initial hit. Drags the defender down to the 35.
Crosant's quick pass to Tejada. Tackled immediately. No gain on the play.
And it'll be no gain for Tejada. They put this ball down at the 34-yard line as Bulldogs taking every second they can off this clock. Fourth and one from the Eaton 36 now, it looks like they put it. Here's a snap. And Crosant looking right, throws right. This is going to be caught and breaks a tackle at the 10 into the end zone.
Flag down on the play.
Flag down. A brilliant catch tiptoeing down the sideline. And it's going to be brought back.
Yeah, it's going to be offensive interference.
Well, we saw the Eaton player go down. And they were on the far side from our Spruce. Hard to tell what went down.
And, again, a big play by the Bulldogs. But, you know, with that, without the interference call, that pass probably is not completed.
So this one will be brought back all the way down to the Bulldogs' 49-yard line. Clock had stopped exactly at 9 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Bulldogs getting some last-second substitutions on to the field. Fourth and 16 once again from their own 49. And we'll get a whistle here.
I think we're going to get a timeout by the Bulldogs.
And we will get one for sure this timeout, brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. Local family-owned traditional barbershops in Greeley, Loveland, Johnstown, and soon in Fort Collin. Enjoy precision cuts and a straight razor shave. Convenient no-appointment policy. CincoBrothers.com for location and hours. Learn the skills to become a classic barber at Cinco Brothers Barbershop and School. More information online or on Facebook. You can get certification you can take anywhere in Colorado. Classes are held in Greeley. Eaton ready to go on defense as Bulldogs finally break their huddle on the far side of the field. Once again, on the Gould Parts scoreboard, 9 minutes to go here in this game. And the Bulldogs decide to punt this one away. Not a very deep punt towards the far sideline. Maybe out of bounds at the Eaton 41. Or excuse me, the Bulldogs 41.
Out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So the Reds will have a first and 10.
They'll spot this one at the 42.
Yeah, that punt looked like one of my iron shots, Michael. Just a little shank.
There you go. Maybe off the side of a foot just a little bit. And is it, if you're looking at the Gould Park scoreboard, Bruce, if you're Eaton, what are you looking at? Are you looking at a hard comeback, or are you looking at
you have to strike quick. I mean, you got to make something happen. If there's a trick play they've been saving, this is the time to pull it out.
As maybe they're trying to avoid this right side of the field, is that where Caleb Tejada resides, number 8 in white. And this play is once again going to be blown dead. And once again, another shot in the foot, really, by Eaton as they begin this series. So first and 15 from their own 38-yard line. Davies in the gun. He'll send a man in motion. He's looking down middle of the field. This is going to be caught at the 45-yard line, and there is a flag on the
play. There is a flag, Michael, and it looks like this is coming back possibly.
Gunnar Duncan with a nice reception near the 45. So two flags on the field.
Regardless of which way this penalty goes, fine play by Gunnar Duncan. And it is coming back.
So a big play once again negated.
We don't have the stats as far as how much yardage has been taken away by penalties, but it's immense tonight.
On the back end of that play, we had a horse collar tackle on the Bulldogs. So they will bring this one back. It ended up being a 10-yard penalty on Eaton as they will put this back at their own 38-yard line, first and 15, 8.5 to go on the Gould Park scoreboard. Here's Davies dropping, looking left, and he rolls to his right now, gets a block, and he's going to keep this one, gets across the 35. He's going to be brought down near the 37. And all of that for a possible loss of 1 yard.
Yeah, brought down and brought down inbounds as well. Another injury on the field.
And as we await this injury, timeouts kick it back to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
All right, guys, your Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard has a tight one now in Windsor as Longmont got out to that 16-0 advantage, but Windsor has scored the last 13. They're within 3 over at Dudley Field tonight.
Well, the Wizards, our player of the game last week, Gavin Helm, and if he's on the field and only 3 points down, there's a good chance for Windsor to come back and at least tie that game.
Very good chance when he is the Swiss Army knife. Once again, you mentioned our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game last week. Now we have two candidates for this game. As once again, stay tuned for the Alt Feed Mill postgame report coming up right after this game. As Eaton already to snap this ball, the Bulldogs defense wasn't even out there yet.
They're saying, come on, Mr. Umpire, let us snap this ball before the Bulldogs get out here.
So Eaton will have it second and 16 from their own 37. Davies will send a guy in motion. He's looking right, throwing in the middle of the field. This is going to be jump ball, and it is going to be caught at the 48-yard line, all the way across the 45, down to the 44-yard line. Go the Eaton Reds. And it was the 6'1 senior tight end, Alex Lloyd, on the reception.
Nice play by Alex to go up and get that almost intercepted as well, but Lloyd out-jumped.
So they'll go Noah Huddle here from the Eaton 43-yard line. Here's Davies. He's going to keep it. He gets across the 43, close to the 40. Gain of a couple.
Davies on the option play keeps it himself. Gains about 3 yards on the play. The third and or make it a second and 7 for the Reds.
So Reds, no huddle. Presumably the rest of the time they're on offense in this game trying to crack the scoreboard for the first time. Davies in the gun. Two receivers on either side. Rosas is with him in the backfield. He'll take it, looking left, throwing left. This is going to be caught around the 38-yard line. Gets past one defender, against the second wave, and he goes tiptoeing down the sideline, close to the 21-yard line. Cade Gentry, the senior wideout on the reception.
Well, Cade Gentry with great speed and well-thrown ball by Davey as well.
So that's good enough for a Reds first down at the Bulldog 22-yard line. Here's Davey. He'll fake the handoff, throw it, and that was a dangerous pass.
You said it, Michael. That was very dangerous. If that hangs in the air another half second, that's probably picked off.
And Gunnar Duncan was the nearest receiver. It fell at his feet. So second and 10 now as the Reds try to reset, try to keep this momentum going on this drive. Davey sends Hood in motion. He's going to keep this on the option. No, he decides to flip it back to Rosas. And that was another dangerous decision as Rosas was hit right away.
Yeah, Rojas, boy, did a great job of getting control of the football on that pitch.
And D'Angelo is going to be shaken up a little bit as he runs off the field. Vinny Juarez takes his place in the backfield for the Reds. They have it now, third and 13. There's a loss of three on that play. Here's Davey looking across the middle. This one's going to be thrown, and it's going to be close. What do they call it? Hit the ground, incomplete pass. Kay Gentry, the intended receiver.
Well, Kay Gentry tried to sell it, but the back judge had nothing to do with it and called it incomplete immediately.
So bad break there for the Reds, as that would have been a first and goal from the 5-yard line if that was a completed pass, and they would have been inside the J9 Insurance Agency's red zone, as we're going to get a move across the line of scrimmage by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the big guys up front tried to anticipate that and just got through a little early.
And that was the 6'6 senior defensive lineman Emilio Gonzalez. So Reds get a little bit of yardage back, fourth and 8 from the 20-yard line. Davey in the gun, trips left for him. He was going to drop back, looking left, throws left, and this is going to be caught at the 20. And he's going to speed across the 15, gets down to the 5, and he's into the end zone.
Bumbles
touchdown,
it.
Eaton. Ball came out. And they're calling it a good touchdown.
And they recover it. Fumbled before he crossed the goal line. At the back of the end zone, they recover for a touchdown.
And, Bruce, I couldn't see if that was Gentry or Duncan.
I believe it was Gentry on the somewhat reception, the intended receiver.
Yeah.
Now, he did catch the ball. He was the receiver and then fumbled.
So
we have a game.
Yeah.
6 minutes, 18 seconds left. It's not over.
So they look like they're going for two here, as they'll get some substitutions out on the field last second. And no, they're going to kick a field. It looked like they were set up to go for two, but they're going to kick this field goal and go for the tie at a later time. And we'll have a penalty, it looks like, on Eaton. And you can see Gunnar Duncan, the kicker, just throw his hands over his face.
He was not happy because he was ready. The rest of the offense was not.
So from what we saw, Kay Gentry was the initial receiver on that touchdown play. Fumbled it, was recovered in the end zone for the Eaton touchdown.
Kate also the holder for Gunnar Duncan.
As we await the ensuing extra point. And this one may have been blocked at the line of scrimmage, and it was a line drive shot that hit the crossbar.
Looked like he just didn't get the kick up. So still, you know, one possession game, but now it's a touchdown and a two-point conversion that the Reds would have to overcome this deficit.
So we'll try to get confirmation on who recovered that in the end zone, but that scoring summary was brought to you by A&W Eaton. You can visit them at 680 Oak Ave right here in Eaton. Online ordering, drive-through, outdoor seating, and breakfast available. Chicken tender combos with new sauces, 100% all-white meat chicken tenders, fries, and a drink. Or you can get the three pepper fire sauce, savory A&W sauce, and might as well get you a patented A&W root beer. And that sounds very, very good right now. So as we approach the ensuing kickoff, do you see any circumstance where Eaton tries an onside kick?
Touchdown. Stop the return for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think, I mean, There's a chance. I'm guessing they're going to just kick it and want the defense to stop the Bulldogs, but you never know.
So the Gould Park scoreboard here, 14-6. Bulldogs lead it, and they will not do an onside kick because this one's going to be a nice kick all the way down to the goal line and into the red painted end zone.
Well, it's going to be up to that red defense to get a quick stop.
As the Eaton Reds defense will come back on the field and the Bulldogs offense comes back onto the field. Once again, a couple stalled drives for the Bulldogs' last possession, a couple penalties, and eventually a punt. 6:18 to go here in this fourth quarter. Now a little bit more life underneath us, Bruce, from the Eaton scoring section after that touchdown. Here's the snap, turn handoff to Cruz. Cruz gets past the initial wave, and he gets across the 30, breaks another tackle, pulling at his jerseys, gets across the 40, down to the 42.
And that's kind of a demoralizing opening run that Cruz just did against the Reds. They obviously want to get the quick stop, and what a powerful run by Cruz. Jacob's that timely back. It seems like when they need something, he's there for them to get it.
So Cruz drove all the way down to the Bulldog 41-yard line. As the Gould Park scoreboard continues to count down, approaching 5.5 minutes to go here in this game. Here's the snap, handoff to, there is Dot back on the field. Yes, and he gets across the midfield, finally brought down close to the 46-yard line. And Brevin Doss once again with positive yardage.
It's really nice seeing him back on the field because he went out with an injury, comes in and makes another terrific play.
So that is good for a university first down. We'll spot this one at the Eaton side of the field now at their 46. Once again, if you're just joining us, our Gould Park scoreboard, 14-6. Bulldogs lead it. We just saw maybe a blocked extra point as Jacob Cruz gets another handoff, pushing the pile across the 40-yard line, still hasn't gone down, finally does near the 38.
Takes it inside the 40-yard line for University. Gains about 7.
Yeah, I looked this last 4 minutes to see a lot of Jacob Cruz carrying the football.
So he gets a gain of 7, 2nd and 3 from the Eaton 39 now as we tick close to 4.5. Once again, stay tuned for the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Crosant will take the snap, turn, and hand it off to Doss. Doss gets more positive yardage for the Bulldogs out across the 35, maybe down to the 34.
To the 34. That'll be enough for another University Bulldog first down.
Boy, they like that little counterplay where Doss takes that inside handoff, and with his speed and his ability to cut positive yards.
And that's 3 first downs in a row for the Bulldogs without any penalty flags. As they will begin this one from the Eaton 34. Doss shifts back to the backfield, and now some more changes. 2 receivers on either side. Doss once again in motion. He'll turn hand this one off to Cruz. Cruz gets 5 yards, breaks some tackles, gets past, across the 20, brought down finally out across the 10-yard line as he enters the J9 Insurance red zone.
Once again, Jacob Cruz with a powerful run up the middle for a huge gain, and it's going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs.
So the University Bulldogs inside the J9 Insurance Agency red zone. Crop insurance, mortality insurance, or business insurance, just call the J9 Insurance Agencies at 970-834-2009. So we are on the Eaton 9-yard line. Here is the quarterback keeper for Croson. He breaks the tackle, gets down to the 5, out across, and that's where he'll be stood up and brought down. Let's kick it back to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
Yeah, guys, looks like the game of the night is Windsor and Longmont. The Trojans scored, but Windsor comes right back and puts one on their side as well. So now we're 22-19 in that game here on your Clearwater Products Out of Town scoreboard.
Boy, that's two consecutive weeks. Windsor's just been in a terrific football game.
So they will spot this one at the Eaton 4-yard line. And this timeout on the field brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. Learn the skills to become a classic barber at Cinco Brothers Barber School. More info on Facebook. Certification you can take anywhere in Colorado. 2:51 on the Gould Parts scoreboard. Bruce, and what do you do if you're Eaton here on defense? Because one more score, that's...
Well, you got to key somewhat on Cruz because he's kind of been that guy carrying it, that bulldog, as the pun happens, but that bulldog up the middle. But they certainly, game over if they don't get a stop.
So Bulldogs will set back up here once again at the Eaton 4-yard line. Doss in motion for the Bulldogs. Crosant will take it himself on the quarterback keeper, tries to get around the outside. And he will finally be brought down, thrown down, rather, at the 10-yard line. We do have a penalty on the play.
And another penalty in the backfield. It looks like the Reds may be going a little backwards on this play as well.
And this one be called on Cade Gentry, the senior
wide receiver.
The 15-yard line.
So they will spot this one all the way back to the 14-yard line.
Ball be marked at the 19-yard line. Check that 14-yard line.
And it'll be at the 14-yard line. Once again, you're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 FM and 1310 AM KFKA.
Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
We have a little bit of confusion on the field. They didn't know where to spot it. Now they move it down to the, I want to say, 7-yard line.
Decline that penalty ball to 7 yards.
That's why they declined it. So they have first put it at the 14. Now they move it to the 7. And we'll get another timeout on the field. Once again, this timeout brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. We'll take a quick timeout as well right here on your A1 Organics Game of the Week, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
You know Cinco Brothers Shops are a premier family-owned shop in Northern Colorado and where you can go for an amazing cut or straight razor shave. Did you know that you can be trained by a barber by Cinco Brothers? You can find the shops and the school on Facebook, Cinco Brothers Barber School and Cinco Brothers Barber Shops. It's family, local, trusted, and potentially a future career. Visit them on Facebook and find out. CincoBrothers.com and Cinco Brothers on Facebook. That's CincoBrothers.com. It's where you get it all.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the final few minutes here on the A1 Organics Game of the Week. We're inside the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Bruce Dake, Michael Spillane with you here on Friday Night Football as Crosant will take it into the end zone, a 7-yard touchdown run, and Bruce, perhaps the final nail in the proverbial coffin.
I think so, and Crosant just showed his speed getting out wide, makes the perfect cut to get into the end zone.
And good for Crosant to stay on the field. He went out of the game twice as we saw Johnny Wyrick come in to replace him. Knocked up a little bit, bruised and whatever, and he comes out and scores a touchdown.
Yeah, just nursing a little bit of an injury, and boy, he is one tough customer.
So once again, here's the extra point, and this one looks like it went wide right. So the extra point is missed. That's two consecutive extra points missed by both of these teams. That once again, that scoring summary. You
looked like that started with a snap, just wasn't quite handled perfectly.
Once again, that scoring summary brought to you by A&W right here in Eaton. Go visit them and get those fire chicken tenders with all those sauce combinations. Get a root beer float while you're at it. It's been warm out. Treat yourself. Go visit them at 680 Oak Ave right here in Eaton. Looking at the Gould Parts scoreboard once again, the Bulldogs just put their 20th point on the board on a 7-yard run by Cole Croson. Let's kick it back to Kyle in the studio with a score update.
All right, guys, we talked about that top five matchup. We're going to hit it again. Strasburg now has leaped in front of Wiggins. They score 14 unanswered. The Indians, fifth-ranked lead, third-ranked Wiggins, 21-14 here on your Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard.
Just over 2.5 minutes remaining in this game as the Bulldogs will handle the ensuing kickoff after a 7-yard quarterback scamper. And Bulldogs missed the extra point. This kickoff is a little bit short, handled around the 27-yard line, but we'll get a whistle.
I'm not sure what that whistle was for.
No.
It was not a fair catch, I don't believe.
Third kick is fair caught by the Reds.
And they do call it a fair catch,
I guess.
They
do call it.
At the 27-yard line.
Some of the boo birds are out after that call.
Yeah, the Eaton crowd's thinking the same thing that I guess I commented on. Wasn't sure why there was a whistle, and they called it a fair catch.
I'm telling you, it's that old automatic infield fly rule, I'm assuming. As Eaton will take over at the 27-yard line where that fair catch was supposedly called. And we'll see what they can do on offense in this last 2.5. Nice scoring drive last time out. And Davey is out there with nothing but wide receivers. He's looking left. He's got a roll to his right now. And he's not going to get much as he falls out of bounds on the near sideline. We're going to get a late hit out of bounds, it looks like.
From our vantage point, really can't see it, but I'm guessing that he was out of bounds when the contact occurred.
And what do players see when someone's out of bounds and they go to kind of push him or hit him anyway? What do you think they're seeing?
Well, it's one of the things I think Coach Doss emphasized this morning, that they need to eliminate those kind of mistakes. Those are the controllables, and you can see that the player is out of bounds. Therefore, you don't need to make the contact.
And the old adage is, if you see a player's name and number on the back, don't even attempt it, as Davey will throw this across the middle of the field and out across the 45, down to the 40, still on his feet, finally brought down near the 38 goes Benson Hood. So a nice, another positive play for the Reds as they're going no huddle here. Kick it back to Kyle really quickly for a score update.
Even in Windsor now, guys, 22 apiece. A field goal gets Windsor and Longmont, like I said, even 22 apiece here on our Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard.
Guess who? Windsor. Gavin Helm.
Our player of the game last week, as we just saw a spike ball for Eaton to stop the clock. And that'll stop the Gould Parts scoreboard at 2:15 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Once again, nothing but receivers out there for the Reds. Davey will drop back. He's looking right, throwing deep to the right, and this one is going to be caught near the 5-yard line, and he did not
just
hang
on
to it. Alex Lloyd, once again, the intended receiver.
Boy, that was almost Alex Lloyd's second sensational catch of the game.
He had a jump ball in the third quarter that he came down with, ran for a first down. Davey, once again, all wide receivers. He's rolling out to his right, looking right, throwing right. This is going to be caught near the 35-yard line, and they both roll out of bounds.
And those are the kind of plays the Bulldogs are going to give up right now. Just a little short pass. Keep the ball in front of you. Keep the receiver in front of you.
4 yards.
D'Angelo Rosas on the reception on that one. Gain of a couple. 4th and 6. And this may be the ball game right here. Davey trips left. He's rolling out to his left, thinking about throwing left, and he does. This is a jump ball, and it's going to be picked off at the 10-yard line by University. Can't see who it is, but...
Well, let's see if it's Tejada again. And it,
and it
is.
Was. Can we do a co-player of the game?
We have to. We have to. You cannot let a kid with four interceptions not be one of the players of the game.
So that is a... And we were, sorry, we were trying to listen to the description. There was a penalty on the play. So this interception may not count.
Well, it's going to count in
my
books.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, the call on the University Bulldogs. Move it.
And it is. It is negated, Michael.
So unsportsmanlike conduct is called on the Bulldogs.
Oh, it was unsportsmanlike.
And it may have been
after the interception.
So the interception does count.
I thought he was saying illegal contact.
Kind of hard to hear what the description was, but the Bulldogs do take over nonetheless with 1:54 to go on the Gould Park scoreboard. Here's Croson. He'll hand it off to Cruz. Cruz gets out across the 18-yard line.
How about that? Four interceptions, Caleb Tejada.
Do we call, because we call that a hat trick of interceptions. He had the hat trick. What's four? Because four strikeouts is a golden sombrero in baseball, but that's for a bad thing.
We need to come up with a name for that.
Because you have a turkey in bowling for three strikes. But it does count as four, as Bulldogs just trying to run every second off the clock. Now here's the handoff to Brevin Doss. Tries to get around the outside, cannot, as he's brought down near the 11.
Stopped on the inside reverse, safely corralled by the Rams.
Once again, stick around for your Alt Feed Mill post-game report. And then we'll hand out maybe our co-Norfolk Iron and Metal players of the game. We may have two of them.
Well, both were sensational. Brevin Doss just with some key plays when the game was undecided. And a lot of receptions and positive running plays as well.
Maybe Cole Croson, our close third, not only for his toughness, but he did have a run into the end zone as well. As here's the turn handed off to Jacob Cruz as he get out across the 15-yard line.
Cruz on the carry up the middle for the Bulldogs.
And they, that may be the final play of this game as we are at 10 seconds to go.
And the Reds choose not to use their final timeout.
So this one will go down in the books for a University Bulldogs victory on the road in Eaton as they do get their revenge from last season where they lost 41-6. But they win this one 20-6. So they almost flip the script and take care of the Eaton Reds. We'll take a timeout. Be right back with the all-female postgame show right here on the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.